Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show rolling on at 9:17 in the morning, brought to you by Refreshment Services Pepsi and Harvest Ridge Coffee. Remember, their beans are always hand-roasted, and it can come to you prepackaged and ready to be delivered. We have it every morning here at the Radio Ranch. The one nice thing about Quaid now makes the coffee. In the morning, Steve always made me make the coffee, and which was fine. It's very easy to make Harvest Ridge coffee. You just zip open the bag, and there it is. But now Quaid does that. So one less duty for me to perform. Don't I love it?
It's the little things.
It's the little things that get me so excited. So Laura Siebert is here, as she is every Wednesday, and we're going to talk about Arts Quincy. In the green room is Phyllis Robertson from the Quincy Symphony Chorus. So we won't talk about that. We'll wait for a moment to tell about that wonderful event that's coming up on Saturday. But there are so many other things that are happening. Laura, take it away.
Yeah, so we have a lot of things left on our December calendar. I do highly recommend checking out artsquincy.org. If I haven't mentioned it lately, we pay for this extra feature where all you have to do is click one little button and it'll add an event straight to your phone's calendar. And that's how I live, man. I need it in my phone to know what's going on. So do check that calendar out for what's left in December. Kicking off today with Quincy Civic Music Association, Orquesta Alto Maez. Boy, nobody's going to accuse me of speaking Spanish.
I think it's
Maze.
It's Maze.
Maze.
Yeah, I don't think there's
I tried too hard.
I don't think there's two syllables there, but go ahead.
All right. Anyway, I have listened to them online, though, and they're Latin. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Girl. Okay, let's start over.
Okay. Because I was going to play for the Big Ten Championship. So, you know, I have to listen. Before she starts on the air, I have to listen to how wonderful Iowa is for a half an hour.
I've also been on a lot of cold medicine, so I'm just trying to stay with it.
Thank you for coming fully medicated to the Mary Griffith Show. So, anyway, this wonderful Quincy Civic Music Association has this Latin group, a Latin jazz dance band.
Yes.
And they're coming to Quincy.
Yes.
And you don't have to know how to pronounce their name. Just go and enjoy them.
We're talking merengue and samba and cha-chas and salsas and calypso and boleros. It's going to be amazing. They're a regional and international performing group. And what I love about Quincy Civic Music, and I don't get tired of saying it, is you could go pay a lot more money to go see them in a big city. Or you can catch them here on this Saturday night at the State Street Theater. For just $25, and you're going to be blown away. I mean, it's just so cool. They encourage singing, they encourage dancing, they encourage just being a part of the show. Tickets are only $25. You can get them at Hy-Vee, Neiman's, Sturhan Jewelers, and then they're online as well. Kids 18 and under are free. But it's certainly part of that mission of bringing the world to Quincy. So I'm excited to have it here.
And it is Saturday, December 9th, not this Saturday.
Right.
But Saturday, December 9th at 7:30 at the State Street Theater down there at State and 8th. And that's a beautiful place to have this kind of entertainment, because there's a stage where you can see what's happening. There's a dance floor so you can join in. And so, again, $25. Tickets are available in advance at Hy-Vee, Neiman's, and Sturhan Jewelers. And as always, with all Quincy Civic Music Association, kids 18 and under are admitted absolutely free of charge. So bring the whole family and enjoy that. Coming up tomorrow night and again on December 7th and December 14th, it's Thankful Thursdays in the district. What does that entail?
Thankful Thursdays are about that, you know, what we talk about all the time, shopping local. You're invited to Washington Park in downtown for Thankful Thursdays, and there's always something going on. This Thursday, they'll have Santa from 5 to 7, and there'll be musical performances and treats to give back to the community. Each week, they're going to draw tickets from Southern Airways to Chicago or St. Louis, 2 round-trip tickets. This week, we've got the QHS Choir that's starting to carol at 5:30. And they're asking for donations of hygiene products or laundry detergent for Bella Ease. And on December 7th, so this week is QHS's choir, and then on December 7th, Arts Quincy is sponsoring the Transitions Bell Choir. We are so excited to have Unique Harmony back. We did a special grant for them this year to kind of recover from the pandemic and start back up. And they have been practicing so much, and they're so ready to wow you. So the Transitions Unique Harmony Bell Choir is really a fantastic community organization. They're going to be performing again at 5:30 on December 7th. And then the last one will be Thankful Thursdays on the 14th. That's the Q&D Choir and Jazz Band at 5:30. So every Thursday in the district, there's something to do. There's some great music going on, and you know, you could shop local and have a good time on Washington Square.
Okay, so this is all coming up Thankful Thursdays tomorrow night, December 7th and December 14th. Santa Claus, of course, will be in his house visiting from 5 to 7 with all the kids, and there'll be lots of musical performances in all kinds of great ways, and a drawing will be held each week for two round-trip tickets from Southern Airways Express. You can go to Chicago or St. Louis round-trip, so that'll be great. The other thing that's happening, and today is the second to last day of November, and Arts Quincy has a special thing that they're doing. If you make a contribution before the end of November...
No, it's the end of the year.
It's the end of the year.
Yes.
Okay. You'll get an entry to win an original 11x16 watercolor and ink painting of the Newcomb Stillwell Mansion, which is at 16th and Main. It's now the home of the Quincy Museum. And members are also receiving a framed 4x6-inch print. So all the more reason to become a member of Arts Quincy and to make a donation before the end of the year. A steady, reliable source of income is so important to Arts Quincy. Tell us why.
Yeah, you know, all the programs that we're doing throughout the year really require that support from the community, and we appreciate every single donor. I really, really can't say that enough. But for just $5 a month, or, you know, you can do one-time donations too, but that $5 a month donation is a real easy way to give. You can make a real difference. We are giving away that amazing watercolor painting. It's already professionally framed. It looks beautiful sitting in our office. I'm going to be a little sad to see it go. But JC did a great job with that. But everybody gets a print of the watercolor, and I think it's been a really nice gift to say thank you to our donors, because it's really you keep us going. I know there's a lot of nonprofits doing a lot of great work out there, and everybody, especially coming off of Giving Tuesday, has asked for a little piece. But, you know, if you love what we do and you love the outreach that we're doing into the community, we sure appreciate that support. So if you have a few dollars to give by the end of the year, we'd love to enter you to win this great drawing or painting and support what we do all year long. We are Better Business Bureau certified nonprofit, one of only a few in the area. And we actually won the Torch Award this year for nonprofit ethics, which means we have the highest standards of accountability when it comes to donations and things, too. So love to have you as an end-of-the-year giver.
Okay. And, of course, one of the great reasons to be an end-of-the-year giver is you get, you know, could get that original mm-hmm. watercolor and pen ink. You know, that's really a nice, nice gift. And I do enjoy all the gifts that I've received over the years.
She'd sell that one for like $350. So it's a good
yeah.
one.
So this I've is going to be a wonderful thing. Anything else? You got one more?
I got one more. I just want to give some heads up because I just heard about it on the way to work this morning. I got a phone call. Coretta Sykes has this great group called the Caring Culture Community Choir. Ooh, it's a tongue twister. And they're doing a great concert that's going to be coming up on the December 17th at 3 o'clock. So I am going to get all the details for that for everybody in the next coming days, but I wanted to put that on your calendar now to remember that the Soulful Christmas Concert by the Caring Community... Oh, gosh. I have really failed today. Caring Community... Caring Cult... Which is it?
Look at me.
Mary's like, oh my gosh, Laura.
I'm just loving the fact that you. What do you take, NyQuil? What are you
no,
on?
Man.
I mean, because like you are.
Out
I don't.
Of it. I'm out
I
of
don't
it
mean to be rude, but you are not playing with a full deck.
Laura's got a sinus infection, and she's just having a hard time. Okay.
And Mary is so Christian and nice that instead of just supporting her and helping her
laughing,
and, you know, going over there and hugging her and saying, I hope you feel better, I'm over here just laughing.
Oh my gosh.
But I wouldn't be if she didn't have that Iowa Hawkeye cup right
I know
in my
it.
Face.
Gosh darn it. Okay, the flyer has loaded. It is the Caring Culture Community Choir presents a soulful Christmas concert at the John Wood Community College Auditorium on December 17th.
Okay.
Which we'll talk about more once my antibiotics have kicked the sinus infection.
When you get back to the state, to the office, send me that,
okay.
You know, so I can put that on our community calendar.
Will do.
Laura, it's always delightful. Safe travels as you go to watch Michigan, right?
Uh-huh.
I hate Michigan so much.
I know.
I'm rooting for Iowa.
Woo-hoo, you heard it here first.
I mean, you heard it here first. The last week, I hate Ohio State, too, but it's like, well, I hate Michigan more.
I hate Michigan more. They're cheaters. They're cheating. They got caught cheating. Don't cheat. Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. Okay. And the Illini get the weekend off because, you know, they're done. Okay, we're going to talk to Phyllis Robertson about beautiful choral music. Un momento, por favor. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. It is 930 at AM 930 WTAD. Phyllis Robertson joins me. She is the director of the Quincy Symphony Chorus. They're part of the Quincy Symphony Orchestra Association, and they had their Christmas Keepsakes Choral Concert coming up Saturday afternoon at 3 at Salem Church at 9th and State. I want to thank you for having an afternoon venue. I think that many of your patrons don't like to drive at night.
I agree.
And in the winter, it gets dark so early. And so I applaud you for having this at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Salem Church, 9th and State. We're going to go all through the wonderful comfort and joy that this is going to bring you with all the treasured songs and sacred carols. But we do want to say that senior citizens get in for a reduced amount. It's only $15 if you're a senior. A regular adult, $18, but actually you can bring the whole family because children 18 and under are admitted free and college kids get in with their school ID.
Right.
So basically, like I have a friend, she's got four kids now. And I said, why don't you come to the chorus? You know, it's not going to cost you to bring the four kids. So she's thinking about it,
that's
you know.
Good.
So it's $18 for adults, $15 for senior, and kids 18 and under are always free. And it's at beautiful Salem Church, which you can decide what the best place to sit is. I like upstairs. You do have limited, I mean, you can, if you're not careful, lose some part of the chorus if you're not careful,
right,
depending on where you sit. But some people like to sit on the ground, and that's fine too, but the acoustics there are gorgeous.
Yeah, wherever you sit, it's going to be good, and there's no posts in the way or anything, so that's
so
good.
I know you start working on Christmas concert the minute this Christmas concert is over, so I've got the list and the itinerary here. I want you to go through this if you don't mind. I can even share my copy if you can't remember it. I want to know about these and how you chose these and why you put them together in this progression. So,
well,
do you need this?
No.
You haven't memorized my
I don't have memorized, but I know what I've done. I pick out the lit in the summer months for all the concerts, the three concerts that our symphony chorus does three concerts every year. So this year we're Christmas Pops, and we do Carmina Burana with the orchestra in April. And so this year I've picked things. This is my 34th year conducting, so I have done all of these songs before in some format, but it had to be 10 or 15 years earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing that you've heard in the last eight
Get
years.
Get right on the microphone.
That you've
off,
heard
yeah,
in the last,
the it,
sorry,
that's
and
okay.
You've heard in
you
the late.
Really, yeah, there you go.
Okay, you've heard in the last 8 years. But I've chosen this because I really liked Ceremony Carols by Britton, and it's with harp, and we have this excellent harpist, Melanie Morgan, to play with us. She does a great job. She's
and that makes
in.
A difference. I mean, you're not going to choose a harp-centric piece if you don't have a harpist. So
right. So that's a 22-minute piece, and it incorporates five different sets of soloists, and it's in medieval language that Britton found a piece, book of poetry on his way making a crossing on the Atlantic, which back then took 5-6 days to do.
And plenty
so,
of free time.
Yeah, so that's when he got off the ship. He had picked five pieces and then extrapolated those and put them together in some music with harp accompaniment. So it's really great. We have
it's a great way to start off the Ceremony of Carols.
So we're using Melanie in two other songs. One is a solo piece with just her harp and us again, but then she's doing one with Marianne Peters on oboe, and it's oboe, harp, and chorus. And so that's nice. And then Marianne's doing one with us on oboe and solo oboe, just or no piano, and us. And it's an American Indian, Native American Indian, talk about the spirits. And then she's doing one. We're doing a piece called Day of Dancing, and it's a Renaissance group of nine Renaissance songs, and we're doing three of them. We did all nine once when we had even dancers that did Renaissance dancing
with
it. It was nice. But we're not doing dancing, but we are doing this incorporates the instrumentation as flute, oboe, and bassoon, and percussion. So those are the closest to the Renaissance sounds of instrumentation that would have been used in those Renaissance pieces. So they're
we'll be dancing in our seats at Salem
Church. Right. Yeah, tapping your toes, tapping away. And then we have two songs that we're using trumpets. One of the trumpets puppets is Bruce Briney. And so Bruce is going to play with another person helping him out. But one of them is with the two trumpets, a very big, glorious piece, and it's called Glorious Hallelujah. But it's with Laura Kammerer on organ. And so that's going to be a piece. And then we're ending with the two trumpets, and it's a piece that has 11 refrains of favorite songs. I mean, you know, Oh, Come All You Faithful, Oh, Holy Night, you know, that, just enough of
the mixtape.
Yeah, just so much of the snippets that you know, but it's with piano and those two trumpets. And so.
And that'll be the grand finale.
Of course.
Of course.
And then we have some pieces that we have Bill Mackold and a student of his that are playing percussion with us, one on the Renaissance pieces, but then we're doing two spirituals, and Bill's made an ostinato for one of, I asked him to do an ostinato. Ostinatos where you take things and repeat it over and over. So he had a two-major ostinato that he's done for a spiritual called Mary Saddle Rockin'.
Yeah, now that one caught my eye. Mary Saddle Rockin', obviously a spiritual, a Negro spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
So this is obviously the Virgin Mary rocking the baby Jesus. So what does that mean? I mean, how does that go? You mentioned the repeating of the ostinato?
Yes.
I mean,
the percussion.
Describe a little bit about it. What can you hum a few bars? Can you tell us a little
like
bit about?
Well, like the basses start out, Mary's at a rockin' all night.
Okay.
That's their ostinato. Then the sopranos come in with their ostinato, and then the tenors come in a few, and so it just wheels together so that you have a lot of layers on top of it. All
it's like row, row, row your boat.
Well,
kind of, but it's
better not
than
around,
that.
But yes.
Okay.
It's whatever, but I mean, it they all mush together, I guess.
Okay.
And so it's one of the favorites of us all.
Now that term mush together, that is a term that only Dr. Robertson can use, being the highly educated college professor that she is. Don't try to go out and describe the music as mush together unless you have the PhD credentials.
I have mushed it.
She has the credentials where she's allowed to say, we're going to mush it together.
Right.
So something for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, very traditional. Some we haven't heard. I like what you said. To me, you know, I'm sorry, I can't ever hear Silent Night or Come All You Faithful too many times. I mean, it doesn't really ever get old. But when you go to a Christmas concert, you'd also like to hear Mary Sat a Rockin' or something you've never heard before, just to expand your own musical vocabulary.
Sure. We're also doing another spiritual too, and it's got souls. I've sprinkled in a Carpenter's piece, Karen Carpenter, Merry Christmas, Darling, that one. So that's kind of fun. It's just totally the antithesis of most of the others. But I don't know if you know Patapan, the one that has all that alliteration. And then you have Foom Foom Foom.
Yes.
So I put those two together, so we go from one right smack into the other without a break.
Fantastic.
And so that's kind of fun, and they, you know, really like to see how fast they can do them, I guess, you know, because they like to move on.
Well, we hope that everybody will come. If you can bring a canned good non-perishable item for the St. John's Food Pantry, that would be wonderful. This concert is 3:00 in the afternoon on Saturday, December 2nd at Salem Church. When do you anticipate it will be over? Is it 2 hours? Is it 2.5?
We're doing 17 pieces, but like I say, the three with the Renaissance, those each take a minute. I mean, you know, they're not long. So I suppose by the time we get a 15-minute break off the risers, it's about less than an hour and a half. So you should be out of there by 4:30, go to dinner.
I was going to say, so I can make it to church at 5. Okay.
Right, there you go.
We love Salem Church, but us Catholics have to get somewhere. You know, we got to get it in. That day I'm going from the chorus to church to Peter Pan. So I'm going to be arted out by the time that day is over. Folks, again, I want to encourage you. This is so gorgeous and so beautiful, and the voices that these people have are just fantastic. And under Dr. Robertson's, you know, conducting, it's just gorgeous. You will not have a better Christmas concert. It's only $15 for seniors, $18 for adults. You can get your tickets in advance at Hy-Vee Sturhan Jewelers. You can get them at the Symphony office at 1026 Main. You can just walk up that day. Salem Church holds quite a great many people. If you bring small children, strategically place yourself near an exit so that if they get a little antsy, you know, you can take them out into the foyer or something like that.
We do record, so yes.
Yeah, so don't sit near the, you'll see the recording devices set up. So if you have a cold. They don't want to hear your coughing the entire time.
Middle of the...
Basically, just get there, get involved, get in the pews, relax, talk to your neighbors, and then when the baton goes up, she walks in her sparkly.
Yeah.
Then be quiet and be ready to be mesmerized and entertained. Thank you very much. Anything I missed, Phyllis?
I don't think so. We're just looking forward to sharing our talents with everybody.
And please, somebody with a big bouffant hairdo, do not sit in front of me, okay? Because I really want to see and hear this.
There you go.
20 minutes away from Fox News at the top of the hour, we've got Toastmasters to talk about and public speaking. But first, we head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative where Rex Battery brings us this market report. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD, and we're joined by Margie Williams, who is a nurse but a doctor, right? Explain that.
Well, I have a PhD in nursing.
Yes.
And because I have a doctorate, they call me Dr. Margie. But I'm here today, not really to talk about anything with how.
I've got a sore throat here, Dr. Margie. But I always found that fascinating. You have your doctorate in nursing, so you're Dr. Margie, but you're not a physician. You're a nurse who has her PhD in nursing and educates. But you're here today to talk about better speaking through the Toastmasters Club.
Yes, I've been a member of Toastmasters for almost about 7.5 years now, and people were always just like, Margie, you're so used to talking all the time. Why Toastmasters? My goal was to become an international speaker, so I thought, well, if I want to do something different, I need to try something different. But I'm here today to talk about our open house that I'm in charge of, and the name of it is Finding the Right Words for the Right Time and the Right Place.
We all need that.
We do. And, you know, a lot of times people think Toastmasters is about giving speeches. But really, where we really fine-tune people is really to show up, like here on the radio show, to talk about your organization or business. And what we're going to foster in our meeting today is really a lot of fun things. We're in our table topics. People get to practice their impromptu speaking. So we have about 5 people who will be given a topic and be told a certain way they need to talk. And they need to compose on the fly and be articulate or fake it. Then one of the new things that we've never done in our club is doing the whole idea of reading out loud. One of our members who's a mom is going to be reading a book called The Little Blue Truck. I had never heard of The Little Blue Truck, but I guess it's quite popular. But she uses it as a tool to help children to learn how to share and to be a friend to people. And increasingly what we're seeing, I know people have heard that there's readers that go to schools. There's a big push in the public library to read to your children. But what people don't realize, you can also use reading at work. So our member is a member of a quality assurance committee, and she's got a team. And oftentimes when they need to solve problems, you read through out loud the policy and procedure. So this is going to be something different. More and more churches are using where, you know, you read with the kids or you read with the congregation. So that's going to be something fun. And then a new thing that we're doing, kind of an inspirational speech. This is something that I've practiced a lot over the years, been on the different radios, is maybe you're the executive director of a nonprofit. And you know what? Nonprofits need money, don't they, Mary?
Absolutely.
And how do you get the pitch? How do you get the pitch? How to tell somebody about your organization and say, hey, wouldn't you like to donate to us? So that's one of our members is going out of his comfort zone and practicing with us the pitch for his nonprofit that he's the executive director.
Yeah, that's what Toastmasters does. It helps you be a better speaker. Now, obviously, public speaking is a very fearful thing. Many people will say that they would rather do almost anything than speak publicly. And part of that is because you wouldn't want to go out and try to, you know, kick a field goal for the Kansas City Chiefs without any practice.
we don't get enough practice. So when is this open house, and so we can all come? It's absolutely free of charge.
It's absolutely free of charge. You can attend virtually via Zoom, but it's at noon to 1 today at Hope Lutheran Church in their church hall at 18th and Harrison. And we meet normally the first, third, and fifth Wednesdays from 12 to 1, and we always welcome visitors. So if today doesn't work out for you, we are increasingly seeing people who are busy at work think, you know, maybe I could Zoom in for a little. So I'm going to leave Mary behind our Zoom link. It's also on Facebook that you can find Gem City Toastmasters open house today. But it's a great idea. One of the things that you said about practice, I always encourage our new members to double dip. Practice something that will help them in their personal or their work life. And you are our month's friends who help give you good tips.
Well, we've all been sitting in the church pew when the lector is monotone. We've also sat and listened to people read "Twas the Night Before Christmas," and the way you read that can make all the difference in whether children are interested or not. So being able to inflect your voice, being able to capture an audience, have a change of pitch, have a change of volume, these are little tips that you learn in Toastmasters that can help you in every aspect of your life. And when I joined Toastmasters, a lot of people said, well, that's not fair. You're a professional orator, I guess. But it was fair because I had a lot of problems. I needed to improve. And I was up to give a speech at the state and national level for the JCs, the Hannibal JCs. And if I had not had the constructive feedback from the Toastmasters Club all those years ago, I would not have made it into the finals of the national competition.
Wow.
Did not win, but felt very confident with what I could do. And I think that speaking is something that everybody is going to have to do, whether we want to or not. You can say you're afraid of it all you want, but at work, you often have to communicate with people, even your peers, not necessarily in a leadership role, but trying to communicate with a peer how you would like things to go. To be able to get the right words at the right time in the right place is very important. So this is today from noon to 1 at Hope Lutheran Church at 18th and Harrison. You can just drop by.
Mm-hmm.
And if
we
you
have
don't
food.
Feel comfortable,
we have
you're,
food.
You're,
we
you're
have
not,
food.
You have food. You're not going to make anybody do anything they're uncomfortable with.
No, you can just sit and watch. Or if you'd like to be active and practice.
Well, the impromptu speaking is very fun. It can be challenging. It can be difficult. It can be scary. But, you know, I mean, I challenge you to just, you know, driving home today, you've got your two-minute commute if you live around here, but say, gee, the benefits of eating, you know, a navel orange every day. And, you know, just see if you can give a persuasive speech to convince somebody to do that. We used to have these strange, bizarre topics that you would just throw out. It helped your mind work. I would also say anybody who's worried about keeping their brain active, this would be a great group to join.
You know, we increasingly see people of all ages. We have people who are as young as in their 20s and to people who are in their retirement years and beyond. Our older members are there to mentor our younger members. And what I tell people, I've been a college educator for over 35 years. When you graduate from school, who cares about you? Who mentors you? You know, your job, it's for your job, but Toastmasters is a wonderful gift for personal development. I love being a member. It's done wonderful things for me.
Now, how often do you meet? You're going to meet today from noon to 1. Anybody is welcome to drop by, just see what they're doing. Don't be intimidated by it. You do not have to speak if you don't want to speak, but I think you will see that it's a very caring environment with constructive criticism. So how often do you meet?
We meet the first, third, and fifth Wednesday of every month from 12 to 1. We also have a virtual presence on Zoom. We brought that out during the pandemic, and we have continued because we realize we serve the tri-state area, and people over in Hannibal and Iowa to get all the way to Quincy, it's hard to do in a lunch hour, but many businesses, believe it or not, pay for people's memberships because it is an opportunity to develop their employees.
You have to be able to speak well to get anybody to be impressed with you.
I think that is so important. I recently went to a sales pitch. Two sales pitches, believe it or not, by two competing companies, back to back. And the second one was so far superior to the first one that I was shocked. Because you would think if you're in a Salesforce position, you should be a fairly effective public speaker and a fairly effective persuasive speaker.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really, really shocked. The first person had no fire, had no ignition, was simply, you know, distributing facts. Well, yeah. The second person engaged, got you on fire with the idea, got you invested in the idea, got you thinking, I want to do this, a call to action. It's such a different thing, and that's what Toastmasters can do for people. Yeah, it can make you effective.
It helps you to engage the audience. So at one of our talks today, we'll be really emphasizing on vocal variety, not to just talk like this, but how to get excited and to smile and to use your to not just sit there and talk, but to use your hands, gestures appropriately, to using, in fact, we have 11 different paths that people can choose to develop their career path with Toastmasters that fits with them. So I'm on team collaboration right now, and in my business, I have probably about 50 different team members, and so it's a perfect fit for me because I have people who have been with me for a long time in my force and people who are just starting. So learning how to work with an intergenerational team. So this project today that I'm in charge of was an opportunity with Toastmasters to build our club, but it also gives me a lot of hidden benefit to help me to learn to deal with people that I'm not used to dealing with as a team for a common good.
And being a leader of a team, somebody has to still follow. You can be the best leader, but if nobody follows you, you can have all those skills on paper, but the true effect of a leader is who will follow you.
Yes.
And many times it's going to be that persuasive argument or that way of coaxing. And, you know, manipulation is a strange term, but aren't we all, in a way, every communication we have, we're trying to convince somebody of something, even if it's, would you please just pass me the salt shaker? Mm-hmm. You're hoping there will be a reaction that will be positive from that. And so you're right. Bringing your voice to a whisper sometimes, pausing for effect. We were laughing about that this morning on the morning show. Whenever we have a mistake, I say, that's not a mistake. That's pause.
Well,
effect.
It was interesting. I was at Denman School, and the second graders just finished their persuasive writing series, and we were presenting a brand new tower garden that my business had worked with their school, and Mrs. Hamby talked about how her persuasive speaking translated to writing that allowed her to get a grant to bring this wonderful project. So, you know, we do work with children at an early age, you know, quite honestly, it was show and tell. What is show and tell? But public speaking, isn't it?
Public speaking, absolutely. Gem City Toastmasters meets the first, third, and fifth Wednesday in person, noon to 1, or Zoom at Hope Lutheran Church, 18th and Harrison. They're having an open house today from noon to 1. Stop by Hope Lutheran Church, 18th and Harrison. Food will be served. You'll enjoy it. You'll get to meet people who want to improve their public speaking skills. You'll find the right words for the right time, for the right place. Thank you, Margie Williams.
Thanks, Mary.